Yeah.
I would, if I was Native American, I'd have a patch, wagon burner.
Because it's a slur, but it's really just like, yeah, we'll do that to you. Yeah, it's like that. It's like if they call the kid in school, like, punch you in the face if you make fun of them, like that. It's like that, if that's your nickname.
If I could have the nickname Scalper, that'd be cool.
Scalp, I'm for sure if we go to the S, we'll find that. Wasichu, Lakota people, West Brit. That's not even like a slur, Ireland. That's no. Like there's no. United States, wetback.
Hey!
This refers to us on Martin Luther King Day. What a better day.
He didn't. His dream had no brown people in it.
Refers to undocumented immigrants who reside in the United States. Originally applied specifically to undocumented Mexican migrant workers who crossed.
That boy said Mexicans.
Yeah, no, that's a horrible explanation. Like, it's just boring.
Yeah, it's just fucking immigrants. Yeah.
White ears, Nauru. White interloper. Wow.
Whoa, sir.
Whoa, that's actually kind of sick.
There are ladies and children present.
Refers to a white person who becomes involved in a place or situation where they are not wanted or cannot not considered to belong. White interloper, I'm going to say this, should make a comeback.
White interloper?
Yeah. Dude, imagine
if you're listening to this and you're brown, if you're anything but white and then a white person gets involved, even if they ask you for directions. White interloper, leave me alone.
Well, that's like the better way of saying white savior.
White guy's got to come down and save us.
White interloper is insane, dude.
White interloper.
White interloper is like, because I think it's like a joke of like white messiah or whatever. Mm. Interloper just brings it all down. It's just like, you're just trying to make a situation slightly more positive. Fuck that. I like it.
I like it.
We should have like a whiteboard. We do. We should have a whiteboard with all these slurs.
All the best slurs.
Ooh, W also has one of the better. By the way, this slur completely. No one cares if you say this. If anything, people are like, it's less than boring. Even though, wigger.
Nah, I thought you were going to say WAP.
WAP for sure will be here.
WAP should be there.
Oh, here's something. Here's a slur used for Italians. White. N-word. So,
white,
the creativity of white people there are stunning.
I really thought it was just sand, but they really will throw anything before that word, huh?
Calling Italians white N-word. You would think they would call Irish people that. Because
you
Irish,
would think there would be more Italian hip-hop.
Italian hip-hop? White trash. White trash? Not even a slur. I don't even get... And it is a slur. But like in terms of like society or whatever, not a slur. It's like there's literally...
White trash?
White trash.
I'm telling you, fucking... They don't say white trash, but like, I watch Are You Garbage? And is your favorite comedian classy, or is he trash?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to fuck. Common usage from the 1830s by black... Oh, used against... Jesus. Oh, used against white servants. Interesting.
Nice.
That's the origin of it. White slaves used to
like, because you do hear, like, that, like, you hear those stories of back in the day. Oh, the first black lady to make $1 million. She had white servants for sure.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you not? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm looking at this one. My bad. I'm seeing this one has two different origins, but WOG.
WOG?
I have no clue what this slur is. Commonwealth. I think we're like in an era. I think this is like an
1700s.
An area of slurs. Well, it's used for Australians, and it's used for. I have no clue. That's a weird slur. All right, we're moving on.
Nah, can you filter by the people you want to insult?
Ooh, WAP is a WAP is the one that we use for Italians, and that's derived from the Italian dialectism guapo, close to dude swagger. We're Mexican. We're weddies.
Whites.
And we know that means, like, you're handsome or whatever, right?
What? Guero? Guapo?
Guapo.
Guapo.
So, yeah, that's all that means.
Nice.
And other informal appellations, a greeting among male Neapolitans. That's where WAP comes from.
Man, I just thought it was a dirty Italian.
Yeah, I thought WAP kind of meant Italian, too. I thought WAP was, like, it's like, I thought it was, like, an onomatopoeia way of, like, making fun of someone.
I thought somebody said, like, WAP. Oh, you know what WAP is? It means without any papers. But that would be WAP.
It's retarded.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that is a fucking WAP.
Yeah, fucking stupid WAP.
Who said that to you?
Stupid.
All right. All right. Fucking keep going. Don't just read the slurs to yourself.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear a letter. What the fuck? You got to give me.
Oh, you give. Oh, I thought I'm we were S. still going on W. S. S?
Yeah.
All right. We got to hear Spick for sure.
Safavid.
What'd you call me?
That refers to the Kurds. It's like an Iraq. Whatever. That's like Middle wow. East. Sambo. You ever heard
that? What
the
fuck did you just call me?
Sambo refers to. Sambo is a.
It's a sandwich in Japan.
No, it's not. Well, wait, what?
A sando.
I have no. That's no. Shut up. Sambo's fucking.
That's a
black Sambo. That's like that's old TV show.
Yeah.
Sand N word. Yep. I mean, that's up there.
That's for Arab, right?
Yeah.
Arab.
I'm skipping all the Asian ones that have like hard pronunciations. Sarong party girl. Singapore, it's how you refer to Asian women, used to ridicule Asian women who exclusively date, marries, or socialize with white men for ulterior motives, especially for sexual, social status, or and monetary purpose. So sarong party girl means like, you're a whore.
You're a whore who wants white cock.
Sassanach, English, whatever. Savage.
Savage.
You know who invented this slur?
This Wasn't that Meg Thee Stallion?
What, savage? Fair. That's fair. But British people. That's fair.
The savagery of this savage.
Yeah. We must cleanse the savager. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. Use character, yeah. Sonny. This is the last letter we do and then we're moving the fuck on.
All right. We can only do slurs.
Fucking
slurs are only 30 minutes a day. They said we can't do the whole show about slurs.
Yeah. Radio Valencia has hammered down on us using slurs.
We used to do it
except
hours.
For sand N-word, yeah.
They still call Luis Perez that.
Ooh, I have a good one. But, okay. Scandahoovian. That's what you call Scandinavian people living in the United States.
Scandahoovian?
Yeah, that's funny. It'd be funny if it's, oh, you're Scandinavian? Scandahoovian, like you're waiting your entire life to use that.
Yo, don't act like I'm not. I've told you this. If I see white people that don't speak English, I go in.
I'm going to call white people white interlopers. I'm going to.
White interlopers?
That's actually growing on me, dude. White interlopers is like insane. You know why? Because a white person would invent that slur, but it wasn't a white person, which is even more impressive. There was another race, they had their hands on a dictionary. They found the word interloper, and they were like...
White interloper.
You ready for this one?
Hit me with it.
Schwartzy.
Schwarzenegger?
Schwartzy. Very similar to a comedian friend we know. Yiddish or German used... Oh. Oh. All right. I thought it was a slur against Jews. It's not. It's a slur that Jews would use for blacks, because as I forgot, Schwartz is black. Schwartz means black in Yiddish.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's all that means. Schwartzakaya literally translates to black animal. All right, Schwartz is not a good one. Nope. Anytime you see Schwartz. Shaboon, it's like black women. Sheenie. Sheenie's a very famous slur.
Who?
Sheenie. It's like a word for Jews, the Sheenie curse or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Sheepshagger? Yes.
Whoa. Dude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Australia, United Kingdom. This sounds like it's going to shit on Australians. No, like, this is for the Aboriginals. New Zealanders or Welsh people? Oh, Welsh. All right.
Yeah, fuck the Welsh.
There's no explanation for it, by the way, but we know what sheepshagger
means.
I'm
kidding. I love the Welsh.
We know what these Austin Power fucking New Zealand fucks are doing with these sheep. Shelta. Jesus Christ, why did I pick S? I should have picked fucking X or something.
Shelton Benjamin.
Sheena. Shelton Benjamin, noted slur. So you get kicked in the face by Shawn Michaels in the middle of a match.
That was the slur.
I'm skipping all these fucking shitty.
Not right. Are we done with slurs yet?
No, we're not, because we just hit Shylock.
Banger. God damn it.
Banger slur. You know why?
Why?
Because it was... Shylock's good because it's like calling someone like a fucking... It's like calling someone like a Thanos because like Shylock's like a villain. Do you don't know the history of Shylock? Do you know what it means?
Hmm. It's okay. For a Jewish person, right?
Get ready for this, you guys. Story time with Luis Perez. This is in Merchant of... This is a Shakespeare play. Shakespeare's biggest drama is that he was either... Like, there's two dramas. Either he didn't write his own shit or that he was anti-Semitic. One thing we know for sure is that he wrote this character called Shylock in Merchant of Venice. He's the villain in the book. And this is the entire, like, conflict of the book, right? Or the play.
Yeah.
All it is that the merchant makes a bet with someone. He's like... I'm not going to do a Jewish voice, but he's like, yeah, if I don't get what I want, I get to take a pound of your flesh. And then at the end of the book, I guess the guy's in court, And then the Shylock, that's the name of the guy. He's not a Shylock. He is Shylock.
Yeah.
He says, the pound of flesh I want is your heart, which could be,
oh!
I'm going to be honest, in ranking of Jewish moments, like haggling, of like running something in the industry, pulling something like that reaches high charts of like, of course. Like,
yeah, no. I know what you mean. Because he's going to take the hot, and then he's going to be, what are you going to do with this body? Maybe I get rid of this body for you.
It is incredibly cheap.
Don't even worry about that. I put it on the same cot. Because
everyone would be
again.
Like, oh, pound of flesh, cool. How about I just like cut like your fucking, the back of your leg, where like all this fat. But like, no, it's not it.
It's not the one I want.
No, I want your heart. I just want to end this. All right. But yeah, that was story time. I don't know. We're done. We're done with fucking slurs. That was kind of boring.
I have an ice box where my heart used to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Phenomenal.
How was Mexico?
Mexico? Oh, that's right. It was my first time.
Fucking wetback.
In Mexico. Yeah, no, I went to Mexico.
We did not have a
show.
It was
my first time on a fucking airplane.
Yes. Now, okay, wait, hold on. This is like a big thing. How early were you to the airport?
Early. 3 hours early.
Yes.
What?
My son. Yes.
What? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
No. Personally, I've been like 5 hours early.
Why the flight. Fuck?
Because I love hanging out at an airport, feeling like a big boy on business. You're just like, I'm alone, and I'm like, I have business to conduct. And dude, when you finally leave your luggage,
you're on fucking Alex Jones' website.
What? Why would I just be on Alex Jones?
You need to open a laptop to feel like a big boy.
That would be a big boy move, but no, you don't have your laptop because you're out of, unless you bring it with you carry on, but yeah. I don't have carry on.
Okay.
Because I'm a big boy, and everything I have is in my luggage. And nah, dude, I love the airport, honestly.
Yeah.
Airport leaving, I fucking hate. How was that for you? Did you like the airport?
Leaving the airport?
Yeah.
It was so much quicker than coming in. It was fucking awesome.
But dude, coming in, that's the hype. The hype is you're on vacation now.
This is part of the vacation. Vacation starts when you hit the fucking ground.
Nah. That's when time is running out. That's when you're I'm wasting time here. Before we talk about Mexico, hold on. I'm obsessed with the airport.
No, I know. You're stuck at the airport. You're going to spend some time at the airport.
Airport is legit one of the funnest things about traveling, dude.
The airport.
Being there.
I had some okay pizza, and I fucking sat and waited.
What'd you do? It was just you and your girl?
It was me and my lady.
Which airport?
Oakland Airport.
Oh.
What? Now you're going to get at the Oakland Airport? You got an issue with the San Francisco Bay Area airport or whatever the fuck it's called now?
You got to compare this like amusement parks. You picked the shittier amusement park, SF Airport. There's so much more shit to do.
Oh my God. Why would I want stuff to do?
There's more shit. I was there for a long time. It's so fun. I don't know. You walk around the shitty gift shop with like overpriced sodas and shit.
Follow us on YouTube. Luis Perez is going to attempt to live at the San Francisco airport for as long as possible.
It's me like in that Tom Hanks movie where he's like the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could do that. I could chill in an airport.
You think so?
I love it. I love airports.
It was fine. It was okay. There was nothing crazy about it, nothing cool about it, but it was fine.
All right. Now
I appreciate the staff at the Oakland airport for not like
mugging you and shooting you in the face.
I mean, yeah. They have that possibility. You know where that possibility is a lot more, like, clear and in your face?
What?
Mexico.
All right, America. To bring it down. All right, we're moving from the airport to the airplane.
To the airplane.
How long was the run?
3 hours.
Yeah, that's about how long it takes. Anyways.
What the fuck is that? Anywhere you're going, 3 hours. That's all it takes.
Taking Aero Mexico or whatever?
No. Volaris.
Oh, I've been to Valeria. There was like a point, like every 2 years as a kid, I would go to Mexico. It was either Valeris, Aero Mexico, and that's it.
Yep.
It's gay.
Yeah. It's a fucking bus in the sky is all it is.
Yeah, there's no like food or movies, but yeah.
Yeah.
No movies?
No movies. I downloaded like a few things on Netflix. I had a little anime, Tires, my favorite episode of Tires. Nate Bargatze's newest special, shit like that.
Let me ask you this, because this is another big boy moment. When they asked you for what would you like, what did you say?
What? When? Like what snacks?
Yeah.
I
was more thinking drink, but sure.
I don't think I got anything on the way there.
No.
No, we ate and we were like, yeah, we're cool.
What'd you eat?
Fucking, it was a right before the airport meal.
Oh, you didn't eat the food from their plane?
Or no. Food? I got it on the way back.
What they have?
Like fucking sabritones.
Oh, okay.
Mexican Lays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those aren't bad.
No. They taste all kettle cooked, even though it doesn't say kettle cooked.
When I was a kid, you know what I used to drink at on the plane?
Piss.
Coffee. I'm a big boy. I'm telling you, Amir.
We never grew past 5 feet.
Doesn't matter. You got to be an adult when you're on a fucking airplane.
You're supposed to be 6'5".
I don't care if I shit on my plane seat. I'm going to drink coffee because I'm a big boy. Boom. All right.
I can already picture little Luis fucking holding up in the bathroom because he had a fucking sip of coffee.
Now we're on Mexico. Now we're in Mexico.
Now we are in León, Mexico.
I'm familiar with that city. There's like a college there, right?
I don't know. I'd be surprised.
I remember them talking about León like it was like the only smart place because they had a college there. That's it.
No, they probably have a big college. It's like the big city. They have this giant fair there that my wife's cousin took us to.
Fiance.
Who gives a shit? Listen, you lonely fuck.
Fucking fiance, right?
Fucking whatever. Her cousin took us. Literally, we drove 2 hours to get to where we were going. And then drove us 2 hours back. And then 2 hours back again.
Those rides always fucking suck. I hate that. As a kid, I always had to do that with Guadalajara. I fucking hated that. Mm-hmm. And the guy that drove us, his windshields would have bullet holes in it.
Yeah, pussy.
I hated that.
You hated that?
Yeah, but I probably just hated being in Mexico more.
Yeah. I was going to say, you sound like my nephew.
I got to go take a shit.
I've
been holding it in. Amir, please tell us about Mexico. Talk about it.
All right, man. So I got to León, Mexico. And from there, family picked us up. He's my future father-in-law's cousin. He was very nice. He drove us all the way 2 hours to get to our hotel. We stayed at a hotel. Normally, when you go out, you stay with family. But me and my girl wanted some, like, because her family's kind of, like, sporadic, like, sparse stuff. I don't know how to say it, but they're, like, separated a little bit. And, like, you need to be able to drive. We don't know how to drive. We don't have a car out there. We wanted it to stay near, like, the center of the city. So we had, like, we can walk to get food. We can walk to go see, like, people setting up their like, food carts. We can go to, like, this ice cream shop. They have, like, pizza shops. Like, everything was very nearby. And then also they had, like, the stores, like, I believe they're called tianguis, where you just go, you buy, like, whatever. They had set up the table. Different people selling different shit. And then we got there late. So first day we're there, we're just literally just get to the hotel. Oh my God, it looks so nice. Go to sleep. Next day, wake up immediately. First thing you got to do, go get some tacos for breakfast. And in Mexico, you with your breakfast, you usually wash it down. Or at least from what I've seen, you're washing it down with a Coke. In the 5 days I spent in Mexico, I think I drank 3 bottles of water. It was very measurable because I remember they gave us, like, the hotel gives you waters, like, hello waters on, like, coasters, but I don't want to grab that because I feel like they're going to charge me. I don't know if it's the same in Mexico, but that's what it's like over here. You touch anything, they'll fucking charge you for it. But when I went to Mexico, I went and I bought my own water because you're supposed to buy the water. You're not supposed to go and drink the tap water. That's one reason I went to Mexico.
Yeah, I've gotten diarrhea. Every trip I've gotten to Mexico, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? I literally
didn't get diarrhea at all. What, you drank the water?
No, you're not
so
supposed to.
So then that's what I'm saying. I don't know. You just drank the water.
Idiot.
Yeah. I was a child, Amias.
Yeah, you were a stupid child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was going to say, but we stayed at a hotel. We were near, like, downtown, well, the center of the city. We were in front of this really nice, like, park where people like to, like, they just grab an ice cream, sit on a bench, relax. There's a whole bunch of bees, but people don't seem to mind the bees. If you leave the bees alone, the bees will leave you alone.
So your girl didn't take you to any, like, family where she lived to or whatever?
Yeah, we also went there, but for when the days, like, she has multiple, like, families in multiple parts, so instead of going from this couch to this couch. We stayed like towards the middle of everyone.
Yeah.
If you wanted to come see us, you could. We would. If you had a car, even better. We could go with you. I think our second day there, we went with her grandma and her aunt. They made us some like ceviche type thing, but with tuna. It was really good.
Every time, all my memories of Mexico are just like, it's so different from yours because it's like we always had to go. It was 2 hours to get. So like you're in Guadalajara and you're driving for 2 hours, and the view gets shittier every 30 minutes. So it's like you're going from like a metropolis all the way to like the boonies. You're in a fucking ranch and it fucking sucks. That was my memory of Mexico when I was a kid.
I was in. I did that a little bit over there.
Yeah,
but. Also, some of her family, like they're like doctors and dentists, and they like work in a lab and shit. Yeah. They had this really nice house. They had this really nice house. Like, it's in a neighborhood, like small streets and everything. But the house, like you open the door, it's super nice. They have a nice backyard. They have an upstairs. They have like a separate pathway to the backyard where it's more outside. It's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was nice.
What are some memories you have of Mexico?
The food was good as shit.
Yeah, all right. I had pizza there one time. I remember that.
Yeah, I was gonna fucking talk about the pizza because we ate pizza twice, and it's. Be honest, Dave Portnoy would not give it a great review, would it?
The Mexican pizza I had was pretty good. The only problem is that they put jalapenos in it, cunts, and fucking you just take it out. You're eating spicy pizza, but we were talking about it before, the cheese. Perfecto.
Very nice cheese.
Very good cheese.
Yeah. I was... The bread that you... I mean, the dough was not phenomenal.
Yeah, they're not bakers over there.
They're phenomenal bakers, but fucking pizza, it's a different thing. It's not like a bread. It's like a fucking...
I remember it being good. I do remember that.
You remember it being good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I fucking had... What'd you have? Like pepperoni?
No, jalapeno.
Jalapeno? Jalapeno
and like meat.
Just jalapeno?
Jalapeno and like meat.
Okay.
It'd be like pepperoni bacon.
I had Hawaiian pizza and half Hawaiian, and they have their Mexican pizza. Like, that's what it's called.
So it's the nacho. It's the Taco Bell variant.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's, I don't think they did sauce, or maybe they did a very light sauce, but it was like cheese, chorizo, beans, and onions.
Huh.
Yeah. I took the onions off because I fucking hate onions, but everything else was solid, bro. Again, Dave Portnoy might not enjoy it, but solid pizza. And then I also had just some plain pepperoni, just to be like, what's that like? I fucked with it a lot more.
Did you have? I don't know. I'm trying to think because I don't think we're gonna have like the same things we remember about Mexico. Because I just remember like much fucking homelier shit, dude. It's so weird waking up like you had like electronics where you were in Mexico, like in your hotel.
Yeah,
yeah. I would wake up. And be like, I have nothing. Like, I would be dreaming about, like, something to watch, like, on, like, my fucking PS3 or something.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and be like, I can't do that. Like,
you cannot like, do that.
Fuck.
You might want to hurry up while we still have hot water.
I used to play this fucking game with my cousins. It was, like, this game where this ball, I don't know if this is pickleball or not. Is pickleball the game where you have the ball that has, like, a bunch of, like, octopus style... Okay, there was a ball that used to have like octopus style like things that, like stick to shit.
Oh yeah, the sucker.
And then you have like your hand has like a plate on it.
Yeah.
And then you throw the ball at each other and you
that
try to
get. That is not pickleball.
No, it's just fucking.
That's poorness. That's poverty.
Yeah, that's wetback ball, dude.
That's for sure. Buy those at the dollar store.
Here's something. We would play legit baseball. I do vividly remember playing baseball.
While we were there, we did like drive past the field where there was like a little league game going on.
Baseball?
Baseball.
All right.
Yeah. Not uniforms and everything.
Not the other shitty one.
Football?
I don't know. You would walk by. I think I
saw. Oh, you're talking about cricket? You want to talk about cricket?
Catching Mexicans playing cricket in Mexico? I'm sure I remember that.
These Indians look weird.
Milk with cows. Yeah, Mexico was not for me. I don't know.
No?
No.
What part did you go to?
All I ever... Jalisco.
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 That's not how you say it, dude.
San Juan de los Lagos.
De los Lagos.
Yeah, it is...
You know what a lago is?
It's the boom.
It's a lake, dude.
Did the army stop you on your 2-hour drive?
Nope.
No. All right. We're in two very different parts of Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. Why the fuck did you... It sounds like you went down the wrong road.
We went down... I guess it's like the road we have to go down, but the army always stopped, and you always had to get your car checked or whatever.
No, literally, the times there was like army on the road, they were just like, come on, hurry up, get up.
No, you got stopped, and then you didn't pay or whatever, but it's like... Yeah, they just stopped. They checked your shit.
Yeah, I will say, in the fucking two-hour ride, we stopped at least... 4 or 5 times to give like toll change to like pay a toll, and it varies from like 23 pesos to like 67 pesos.
Oh, and it was like privatized, it was just some dude toll, or it was like official toll?
If it's one dude, he's got a lot of fucking tolls. I felt like if we pass through any city, we fucking have to pay a toll.
The only big scam I see in Mexico is just like parking. Parking scams are insane.
Parking scams? What do you mean?
Yeah, just a space to park your car.
Yeah,
in like in the San Juan cities or whatever. That was it. Like your trip? Did you make like religious? When I was a kid, we had to make like religious trips in Mexico. Like you had to go to Santo Toribio's house.
We went to a couple of churches.
Yeah,
but voluntarily, we wasn't for like. But you have to go to this church.
Yeah, we went to Santa Maria. That's where you go to like the big ass church. It was actually insane. This like. It was architecture, this yeah. church,
yeah.
and you have to, like, people would walk on their knees or whatever. They yeah. would, like, trudge along the entire way.
Yeah.
My fat ass could not hold down that much weight, so at one point I would always give up, like, halfway.
Yeah.
And you have to look up, and you have to see, like, I think it was, like, the Virgin Mary, but it's, like, whatever, Catholicism yeah. or whatever.
And you just see her hella disappointed in you?
Well, no, it's, like, a fucking mini statue. I'm gonna look it up right now, but, like... It's not her. I'm wrong. It's Santa Maria, probably. I'm a fucking idiot. Oh, no. It's weird how when I was a kid, yeah, I had to make, like, all these, like, very average, like, Mexican boy. It reminds me of, like, that time in my life of, like, you know, like, those kids in the mall that wore, like, raw shirts?
Yeah.
Like that. I think of, like, just how Mexican, like, the shit I had to do was. I don't know.
Yeah. You had every chance to be Mexican. You said no.
I politely declined. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, no, I went to a couple of churches, but it was completely voluntary. You know what I did see? In this very, very small village that's mostly elders and very religious, very colorful homes. It's where my fiance's grandmother lives. You know what they have at this church?
What?
Black Jesus.
Interesting.
Right? Black, long, dreadlock Jesus.
Why?
I don't know. What the fuck?
You should have asked questions, dude.
Fucking, there was white Jesus, there was black Jesus.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucking black Jesus.
What did you do on the nights of Mexico?
On the nights?
Yeah.
My wife.
Other than conjugate the marriage.
Conjugate her. I've been dating her for 10 years.
That was what Triple H said.
What?
That was what Triple H said when he... Remember when he secretly married Stephanie or yeah. something? He was like, Vince... You have a couple questions. Did we conjugate the marriage? Remember that?
No, she was unconscious, and that wouldn't be right.
He conjugated.
I fucking raped it.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
But yes, Mexico was fun.
But your nights were literally just that. Like, you didn't go out.
At night? Well, usually that's the thing. That's why there was so much National Guard driving around.
Yeah.
A few nights before we got there, there was a shooting. But like at 1 a.m., there was like a party going on, like some kind of festival. Around 1 a.m., people started shooting. And yeah, National Guard's just driving around. You know, whole
team. So
teams.
You wanted a good time. You went post.
Post-drama.
Remember that guy that I was talking about where he goes to like cities after like an atrocity? And they go good.
And they go well. Everything's super
because
chill
Because everything's
right
cheap. Everything's yeah. cheap. No one's there. You just chill.
I guess. The thing I came to see is in rubble now, but I guess.
Not in rubble. I'm not going to New York after 9/11, but I'll tell you what, if you go to New York.
Oh, man. I wanted to take a picture of the World Trade Center.
If you go to New York after 9/11, it'll be cheap. Say that.
Freedom.
How do we get to 9/11?
I'm over there just eating freedom fries. These were $3 for this fucking large serving.
What I remember the most about Mexico was the nights. I just remember that. It would be like, you go there, you go like, but you gotta remember this is the ranch, so there's no National Guard. It's yeah. just like, the army was like an hour ago. So you're just in the boonies. I remember seeing one cop, except for like, cities like La Chona. That was the name of the fucking city. I have no clue what that means.
La Chona?
Yeah.
Okay.
means the Chinese, but Chan.
No, you idiot.
I have no clue what it means.
I don't know what it means either.
It was like a 15. It was like we had to walk there for 20 minutes to get to like this. All it was like a church and two convenience stores. But one of the convenience stores had something really special, which was
cigarettes,
arcades,
woo!
La Maquinitas. It had three arcades, three jailbroken arcades, and it had one gambling machine that kids would gamble on. I used to gamble on that machine.
And you?
My friend won it. My friend, I had a cousin who won that fucking machine and pissed off the woman of that convenience. I just remember that he beat the shit out of it.
He punched it or kicked it or what?
No, he beat the casino, which was that shitty fucking. And he, you know what he bought? A pair of shoes. I just remember that.
Nice. Good for him.
He flexed.
Flexed.
Yeah.
I was looking for shoes.
In Mexico?
Yeah. But there was this one specific brand I want. But it was such a little town.
Yeah.
They did not have them. I seen plenty of shoe stores, but a lot of them are just like either American shoes or just like boots.
I'm thinking more about what I actually liked about Mexico. It was literally the most American things.
The most American
things? I used to go to their arcade. All I used to think about, I was like, damn, I want to. When I was a kid, I was like, I want to go back to Mexico to play Alien versus Predator in the arcades.
That's what you want?
That was what I wanted the most in life.
You're going to piss off the lady?
No, I would just play arcades. I would spend my money. I'd play FIFA and stuff like that.
I'm just standing next to you eating sabritones.
It was like Xbox controllers. Dude, it was the shit.
The shiznit.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, no. At night, we would like leave the hotel, and that's why we were strategic about why we fucking stayed there. That's where all the people would come out with their stands, and people are making torta, tacos. We had buñuelos. You know buñuelos?
I'm probably if I know them, but what is it?
It's the flat dough. It's fried. Normally, we usually see them covered in sugar and cinnamon.
Okay, I probably know what it is.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's like a fried tortilla covered in cinnamon. Okay. And, this lady does them, but she makes them huge, and she uses piloncillo.
I've heard that.
Yeah, you know that fucking weird chunk that looks like the part that you fucking grind in the molcajete?
Yeah.
But it's actually like fucking, it looks like brown sugar or something.
Oh, I know that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's fucking, she fucking boils the shit out of it to make it like a caramel.
Yeah.
She puts some water in it to make it loose enough. And then she fucking dips your buñuelo, and if you get one dip, it just like it stays crunchy, and you eat it, and it's light, and it's crunchy, and it's fucking hella fucking good. And then some people are like, fucking drown my shit in there, and then they'll take it to go, and it's literally just mush at that point, but they like it, so fucking whatever.
You see like sugarcane snacks, a lot of rum flavored like ice cream.
What the fuck?
Because it come in like bags and shit. You know rum flavored.
You really did stay with your grandmother, didn't you?
It was, dude. It was the boonies. It was so. But, like, my thought would be, like, I would be, like, the most patriotic shit would pop in my head. And then the older cousin.
The only thing you said you liked was, you've said before that you liked the Mexican hot Cheetos.
No, not hot. The Mexican regular puffs, because they were better. Yeah.
The Mexican regular puffs.
Or now those, yep. And okay. If they sell them in America, and if I see it, I will buy one. Yep.
Do you remember the fucking curls they had?
Yeah, the orange curls. I remember
the orange curls. I fuck with the orange curls. I fuck with the orange curls.
But I was too young to be fat enough to be like, I will buy. They were the same as the puffs. They were just way bigger.
They were bigger.
It was probably, the more I think about it, it was probably hard for them to make. But yeah, dude, if you just got one big ass fucking. Yeah, dude, it was amazing.
Good.
Not as good as the Ornados, though. The blue.
Bro, you should have told me you wanted them. I would have brought you a bag.
I think all I asked you for was, like, Duvaline, right? What I asked you for?
You didn't ask me for shit.
I did. I remember I told you I wanted one thing.
What did you want?
You denied Duvaline, but I think I told you I wanted tamarind. I told you I wanted tamarind.
And tamarind? I forgot completely.
But you got to remember, I forgot something in your car, too, that same conversation.
Yeah.
I forgot my fucking phone.
Oh, my God.
And then man. I had a bitch fit over it.
This
is what's happened. I walked into my house and I realized I didn't have my phone, and I was like, damn, no one in my house is here. Not one with a phone.
I was gonna say, how the fuck did you?
I had to open up the backpack as fast as I could, grab the laptop, open it up, get to the Wi-Fi, Skype you, or whatever. I forgot.
Facebook called me?
I Facebook called you, and I was like, Ami is come back.
And I'm like, no.
Did you win the lottery?
I'll drop it off. I didn't. They're probably still in my fucking car.
I gave you them.
You gave them to me.
Damn, dude, you didn't do it?
No, has the lottery thing passed?
You should check. They probably expire. Oh, I don't think they expire for till a minute, but you should still check.
I'll check.
You might have won a Mies.
Yeah?
Probably not.
I probably fucking went back and got you your phone for nothing. I told you, wait 1 hour, and I'm on my way to work. I got to pass by there anyway. You were like, no, I need my phone.
Yeah, because I got a nap.
I need it.
A nappy poo, yeah.
That's what you needed it for?
That was why, yeah.
If you would have said that,
your ass would have waited. You did have called it where you were like, Louie, just jerk off with your mind. You told me something like that.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I did jerk off with my phone immediately after that.
You're home alone? Yeah.
Well, I got to jerk off to sleep, Amir. Come on.
You don't have to. You can also eat yourself to sleep.
Eat yourself?
Yeah. Eat until you're sleepy. I'm telling you. I eat a bag of extra Flamin' Hot Cheetos, I can take a nap afterwards.
Really?
I don't know if I'm diabetic or what the fuck that means, but it makes me so fucking sleepy.
Fair.
I'm
looking at all the shitty topics I have.
You have the shit. Give me a shitty topic. We're almost there. Like, we're just killing time.
I'll tell you what, but I just looked at the time. That's good.
What?
This is the first time I've looked at the time, being like, all right, because... Before, last episode, I was really looking at the time.
You were just staring at it.
Yeah. If anything, I'm not as mad anymore, too, about the fucking static. We're good.
We're solid, man.
All right. The TikTok thing.
Oh, the TikTok
thing? Yeah, because I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, no. My girlfriend's deeply addicted, so I know every detail of it. Apparently, yeah, they did the stupid ban on the fucking on TikTok, and they were like, oh, we don't trust TikTok because it's a Chinese company. It is. And every time you fucking went on the question they were asking these Chinese like people, like this Chinese like app creator, whatever the fuck he is, they were retarded. It was just a bunch of old people being stupid. And then like there's a bunch of Chinese companies that fucking already like that we work with that we give more information to. Fucking, I'm pretty sure some of these video game companies are Chinese and shit.
Tencent, yeah.
Tencent, I'm sure.
Tencent's like it's a Japanese thing. Well, it's a Chinese thing where 10% of your games earn, or like your game belongs to China or something through Tencent.
Okay.
Tencent, 10%.
Yeah.
So it's like Marvel Rivals, have you seen that?
Yeah.
The Chinese thing involved with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So we fucking... But the old people were scared because the people were using TikTok and it's a Chinese company. They said, we'll keep TikTok, but you have to give, like, sell us the company. Dude was like, fuck that. So, yeah, it was the deadline showed up and they turned it off for, like, 6 hours maybe. And then it just came back up. Apparently, the president...
He did an executive order. Yeah, I'm looking at a little bit of it.
He did an executive order. He gave it like a 90-day extension or something. And then I think he's still like, but we want to buy half of it or some bullshit like that. Or give us half your company.
But it looks like they just opened up to where like they're still trying to figure shit out. But
yeah, no, it's beyond retarded.
I see this. Teen sets fire to congressman's office allegedly over TikTok ban. Sick. Oh. I use Instagram only.
I don't
That's
mind
what I it. Use for that. I don't even use it that much, but like, yeah, I just watch Instagram Reels. That's it.
Instagram Reels. Yeah, but no.
This is what's interesting.
It is a completely different fucking animal. You're going to get different things for sure.
So that's the thing. It's like Instagram is way meaner, I think, than TikTok, and I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. Mm. What? Or do you use all three or what?
I used to have TikTok, but I'm like, I scroll for way too long and for like, I feel like I'm wasting hell of time. So I just, the only TikToks I watch is like when my girlfriend shows me TikToks.
Fair.
Yeah.
There were fucked up things I saw though on Instagram, and then the top comments are like, wait till the TikTokers, I don't know, it seems kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I will say, because I was thinking about this, there was a good ass fucking... I saw like this Instagram clip. Do you remember the movie Trumbo? You're not gonna remember it.
Trumbo?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, after Breaking Bad, the dude from Breaking Bad, he's a dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
He made a movie called Trumbo. He didn't make it, but he's starring it.
Yeah.
It's a movie just it's stupid, but there's this clip where he's talking to his daughter. He's a communist.
Yeah.
And the daughter, he's just like 6 years old, and she's like, am I a communist, daddy? And he's like, what? It's like this very heartfelt scene.
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's take a test, sweetie. If you're at the lunchroom and your friend doesn't have any food, what do you do? And then she's like, well, I share my food with him, Daddy. And he's like, well, you're a communist. And then she's like, smiles, and that's like the scene.
Yeah.
The top comment is like, you know what real communism is? The lunch lady shoots you in the face, and now you and your friend don't have any food. And it's like, yes, that is why. Like, in terms of comments, in which I am the most in tune with Instagram comments, dude. I just saw AOC just posted this thing that was like, will I be going to Trump's inauguration? No, because I don't support rapists. And the top comment is, then why'd you go to Biden's inauguration? And I don't know if it's true or not, but just Instagram comments are the best in terms of being an asshole.
But have you seen the TikTok comments?
No.
You download it, man. Fucking,
I'm not a Chinese.
Download supporter. It for 90 days, fuckhead.
There's no point. But what's what I don't fuck? Know. I don't, what are you trying to say? I don't know.
Again, you got to compare them both.
Why would I compare the communist comments of China to America?
I don't know. What the fuck are you talking?
I don't care. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Fucking download it and check the comments.
I'm not gonna download it.
Why not?
Because I don't care.
Do you think you're better because you don't download it? Are you
yes,
one of those?
I do think I'm better. I do think I'm better because I don't use TikTok. Yeah. There is something about that, too, which is interesting. Oh.
It's not that interesting.
It's the same exact thing as Instagram, even though Instagram, I have reels on it with Instagram, which I use.
Yeah, and just like Instagram, you don't have to upload shit. You don't use your Instagram for anything other than that, do you?
I don't even know why I promote it on the show. yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But isn't there, with the TikTok thing, isn't there a new one that people were switching over to?
Red Note, but that one's extra Chinese. You got to, like, agree to the Chinese terms and agreements type shit.
And that, does your girl use it all, or?
No, she learned about it too late.
That'd be funny if your girl was, like, fucking.
If she was a communist?
Yeah. That's insane. If your girl's just a communist inside
of her. Baby, let me give you the test if you're a communist.
It's just
if you're getting dick and your hot friend isn't, what are you gonna do? Shoot me in the face. Nice. Yeah, you're communist.
Come shoot me in the face.
Fuck it.
Boom.
I'll tell you.
What was I gonna say? I don't know. I just don't know about any of that shit. I'm out of the loop of me.
It's weird that you have such a hard stance.
On what?
On not downloading TikTok.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
I'm not convincing you on it.
I don't like
I'm like, go see if the comments are better.
I don't like how pro-China it is. That's it.
What does that even fucking mean?
It's just pro-China.
What does that fucking mean?
It's a interloper of American affairs. It's a white interloper.
Of American affairs. I'm like, what the
TikTok fuck? Is the white interloper of...
Are you saying that you only want, like...
American
companies to have your information?
Sure.
Sure?
Sure.
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 Okay.
I concede to that. I know that my info's already getting used. I don't want China having it. That's it.
What information are you giving out that's so important?
I don't want the Chinese to know that I like it when a guy uses drones to follow homeless people around. I wonder if that guy's channel still exists. Fuck. You ever seen those?
I don't know. Again, it's always this shit of... Technology works way faster than the law does. So I don't know that there is a fucking law against it.
There's probably a law against it, but I think it's funny. That the guy, that was like that guy's whole channel. It was funny. There would be like once in a while, he would like, with the drone, he would fly it up in the air and the homeless people would have like a gun and he would like play along with like the target practice aspect of it.
Yeah.
He would like go outside and they would like try and aim it. It was funny. Drones are cool.
Nah. It's not it's Kite 2.0. It's the same people using it.
Not really, though.
I feel like it.
Not really.
You're still going to the hobby shop.
It's like RC car shit. But I think if you like RC cars, it's cool. No?
No.
No?
RC cars?
Yeah.
Are we talking about fucking you drive them or like the ones you put on the track?
I'm not talking about the ones you give to like a 6-year-old. I'm talking about the ones that like you control.
I know. I'm talking about like the professional, like the ones that go on the track and they go, and you're supposed to build a faster one.
Not that. I'm talking about like those big ass controllers with like a bunch of different levers that control everything that the car does.
You ever see Stuart Little?
Not really.
No? You remember the boat race? Rich guy with the fancy big old fucking... No. No?
By the way, all you need for a boat race is just, like, to... All you need to do is have, like, a shitty boat, but you just attach the fin to, like, a robot thing, right?
Yeah.
And then that's all you're controlling. You're just controlling the back.
That's all it is.
The guy had a big-ass remote. Did he win?
No, because he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And damn, Stewart...
Damn, dude.
Stewart won.
Fucking cheating.
Cheating?
Cheating.
Cheating.
There's a rat inside the fucking boat.
Yeah, but the other guy had, like, he was fucking up people's boats on purpose.
Yeah, but that's machinery, dude. That's fucking... That's the robot deathmatch thing.
Man, fuck you.
You
always on the rich people's side, you piece of shit.
Well, I'm just saying, it's cool that he has a big-ass fucking ship with fucking... Listen!
I think
he
it's...
went through protocol of the fucking ship racing, like, thing. Stuart Little didn't.
Show me the rule.
Well,
show me the rule that says a fucking my little brother who happens to be a rat cannot ride on my boat and keep it safe from that giant boat.
That's fucking, what do you call it? That's interference.
That's not interference.
Interference by... That's not interference. Fucking,
he's the captain of the boat!
What do you mean he's a... They know Stuart Little's on a boat?
Yeah.
I would sue. I would sue. I would instantly...
Fucking take my high-powered lawyer off the fucking case of this rape and fucking defend this my child.
Justice. Oh, so the same... Right. So you're taking a lawyer who's dealing with a rape case out to help with the Stuart Little case. Fuck yeah, dude. Let's do it. No, I want
the fucking money.
Yeah. I want it to go even worse. I want it to be a lawyer that's helping exonerate someone of, like, a murder.
Yeah.
And the guy clearly didn't do it. And then you take him out to save fucking...
And then
the
you
guy.
Give the fucking other guy a public defender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah.
Good shit.
You
would be an awesome rich person. You wouldn't be Harvey Weinstein... But you would definitely be like...
I don't think
you're Frank Reynolds. You'd be Frank Reynolds.
I don't know who Frank Reynolds is.
Frank Reynolds, that's Danny DeVito in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He's rich in that show?
He has more money than the rest of the gang.
I have no clue about that show. Fuck.
Yeah. I think he had a whole bunch of money. I think his wife took it. But I'm pretty sure he still has good amount. But he lives like a trash. He lives like a piece of trash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that'd be you.
I don't think so.
You know what I found out living in Mexico?
What?
If I got my paycheck, switched it over to pesos, I could just walk around all day eating different bags of chips, drinking different fucking sodas from bottles that are made out of glass, fucking tacos, tortas, fucking they have pizza.
You're saying
they have
like,
a surprising amount of pizza.
You're saying that like living out would be like you could eat takeout as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just walking around Mexico, fucking, do I get hungry? Do it smells good what they're making? Fucking, bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because you make American dollars.
Exactly.
You wouldn't be making American dollars unless you're a scientist in fucking León, right?
Was no. They're not in León, but they're fucking...
But I'm saying, like, unless it translates, yeah.
Yeah. But I can see why white people, like, just Americans go and be like, I can work remotely, so I'll work...
That's crazy. That would be the fucking dream.
It's like being a rich person.
But I wouldn't want to work remotely and live in Mexico. I want to work remotely and live like in fucking Italy or something or fucking
Italy.
In Norway. That'd be cool.
Norway. Why the fucking Italy? I understood more, but Norway.
I don't know. It's a nice town, you know.
Are you just looking for blonde-haired, blue-eyed bitches?
Dusseldorf. I think it was dumbass.
Fucking Dusseldorf.
Yeah, I want to be working remotely from the 7-Eleven. I want to be in Dusseldorf.
Yo, where's Luis Perez live now? He moved to like Worcestershire or something like
that. The Dusseldorf Comedy Network. Yeah. I'm gonna look up what the fuck. I think I know Dusseldorf. That's like the Frog from Inglourious Basterds. Hold up.
I don't know if that's a real place.
Dusseldorf? Dusseldorf is a city in Germany, yep. Yeah, dude, it looks pretty official. $618?
They get there?
Yeah. Damn, dude, living in Lufthansa? I live in Lufthansa, but that's in Germany.
Ooh, Lufthansa.
That's a good fellow.
Lufthansa. I miss my pants out.
Okay, so Lufthansa isn't a city.
Lufthansa.
It's in Berlin. Yeah, dude, Germany sounds cool. Honestly, Germany sounds all right.
Why the fuck?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm
you're gonna need so many more of those shitty jackets.
This is dude. And fucking make a quick stop to Russia. Fucking steal a lot of jackets, dude. I'm in.
You're good, bro.
This is the problem, though. If I lived overseas, right? No America.
There's no America overseas yet.
Down my eye when I say no America.
Man.
And like, okay, three things. Soccer. I fucking hate soccer.
They don't have soccer in Germany. There's too much snow.
They have soccer in Germany.
There's too much snow. You can't play soccer.
There's no snow in Germany. Like, there's snow, but like they have snow everywhere. It doesn't matter. There's snow in Britain. Doesn't mean they don't have it.
It's all rain over there. You can play in the rain.
You could fucking do anything. They play soccer over there. It's Europe. They play soccer.
Stop yelling at me.
They play soccer. What was I going to say? There was a third reason. Oh, unsafeness. I'm pretty sure it'd be more unsafe than America.
Why?
Civil liberties. I don't know.
Civil liberties?
Calling someone a white interloper. What type of bullshit are you? Get arrested for calling someone a white interloper and then leave. I call another comedian a white interloper.
They're just trying to help you because you're trying to order a coffee and you're like, oh, can I help you with this? Get out of my face, you white interloper.
I'm going to be at a, because I know in Germany, if you go to school there, they have to show you the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And be like, look at you white interloper. It's talking about the Holocaust. Like you were there.
Like you were.
White interloper, dude.
Just dressed up as Hitler.
Dressed up as Hitler?
As Hitler.
At the Holocaust Memorial?
Yeah.
This brings back memories. What do you do?
This is another reason for you to get on TikTok.
What? I thought you were going to say this is another reason that you're autistic. I thought that's what you were saying.
No. That would be phenomenal if you did that. That'd be Andy Milonakis type shit.
To get on TikTok, why?
There's a fucking gay fucking barista who believes that he's the reincarnation of Hitler.
He's a barista?
He's a barista.
Makes good coffee, okay.
He's fucking trans or something, but he looks gay as shit.
So what did he do?
What? He's like, he literally commented on some fucking, like, what's it called? Somebody who survived the Holocaust. The Holocaust. in an internment camp. One of them survivors.
Yeah.
And he commented on, hello, friend, it is I. I have a new message to spread, and I am very sorry for what has happened to you.
Okay, so he's acting like Hitler.
Yeah, he's acting like, I am Hitler, and this is who I am, and yes, I do have a little bit of schizophrenia, but I have... Blah, blah, blah.
I get more sad thinking about that shit, honestly.
Oh, God. Just imagine, like, if he's like this offline for real.
He probably is.
And he's fucking... And you're like, I was friends with you before this happened. Now... I'm fucking stuck with you.
He's a barista, though.
He was. I'm pretty sure he got fired for being Hitler.
Damn. Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Damn it, indeed.
Probably still makes good. I don't know. You could hire him.
I'm not hiring him.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying.
Not fucking hiring Hitler to make my coffee.
He's a barista.
He's a fucking gayista.
That's even better. He could probably get hired hella fast.
In San Francisco, yeah.
Honestly, like, I swear to God, I'd want a gay barista to make my coffee.
You want a gay barista to make your coffee?
Yeah, I'd believe that more than, like, it's a dude.
It's a dude.
Yeah. Yeah, easily.
What the?
I trust him more than making my coffee.
You trust him more than me making your soup at Whole Foods?
I thought you were going to say coffee. If you said fucking coffee, yeah.
I'm talking about soup!
I'm not gonna trust a trans guy on soup. Soup is like, a very, like, straight-owned thing. Coffee... Like, I would say...
You acting like you can't have bad soup?
What are you talking about? You can have bad soup.
You can have bad coffee.
You can have horrible soup. It could be watered down, right?
Yeah. But so could your coffee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you'd make bad coffee.
I'd make great soup.
Soup is, again, not a it's not a feminine thing. It's a masculine thing.
How is soup masculine?
It's actually kind of sad with soup. Soup is like attending to the poor type food.
Yeah,
it's like, actually kind of depressing.
Let's give you as little solids as possible.
But soups, I can imagine like a fucking, like a fat guy making it or whatever, like a brr, and it'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
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 But a trans guy.
Trans guy making soup?
I wouldn't trust it.
Nah.
Not as much as like a burly guy making soup.
You feel like a trans man would more be into...
Coffee.
Coffee.
Hence why I trust him as a barista.
You don't think he's going to jack off into your coffee?
No.
Good. Good.
No. You know why I think jack off into coffee? He's fucking like straight dudes who just fuck around. That's why I think jacks off into
college coffee. fucking weirdos and shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Because it's funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
It is not funny.
You don't think it's funny that like... You hate that shit. You hate, like, frat guy type humor.
Exactly, yeah.
You hate, like, I was gonna say something gay just to see if like I was I was gonna be like you don't like
the pickle. I watched Daniel Tosh.
You don't like the gay pickle stuff game.
Is not the problem.
It's not well. Daniel Tosh acts gay to the point where like it probably scares off the frat guys. But frat guy funny is I think it's funny.
I don't like.
I'm trying to think of what though.
Because even College Humor wasn't frat guy funny.
College Humor was like it was like Robot Chicken Light. It was like it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Some of it was good, but like College Humor itself, it didn't feel like true College Humor.
No.
Hold on.
First of all, that guy's like 30 now.
Why do you mean that guy? It's like a group of them.
Yeah, but it was one main guy.
Frat guy.
Frat guy humors.
Examples. Yes.
Examples.
I don't get it. I'm looking up types of hazing and it's not fucking showing it. Because you know what?
Just imagine gay stuff. That's all it is.
I'm fucking mad, actually. Because now it's just... Like, I'm looking up... You think I want to go to university to see what the fuck... Hey, no! I don't want to go to a fucking university because they're the ones that are like, no, we don't approve. No. Stophazing.org? Just be stop bullying. What the fuck? What?
No, man. Hazing is different, dude.
God damn it,
you still, they still want to join your fraternity. They just don't want to be spanked.
Want a fucking BuzzFeed article?
On their ass cheeks.
List of hazing deaths in the United States. Boy, will we find something. We're on something else.
Yo, we only got a few minutes. Tell me how they died.
October 5th. Jesus Christ. All right. You know what?
Tell me how they died.
Okay, here we go. October 6th, 2000. After consuming beer and blackberry brandy as part of his initiation ritual, Heidemann became intoxicated and was moved back into a room while the rest of his chapter watched strippers who had been hired for the event. When his fraternity, they found him. He had aspirated his vomit and asphyxiated as a result of severe alcohol intoxication. Jesus, okay. Asthma attack.
He wasn't alpha material.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, they tell you, like, everything. Like, they tell you, like, the organization. So, he died under... It's not that he was alpha. He was not Pi Kappa Phi material.
Pi Kappa Phi?
Yep.
What?
Asthma attack after intense exercise. Drowning while intoxicated with alcohol. Wait, what the fuck? After a night of drinking, Meredith was told to swim across Lake Osceola, but struggled due to his intoxication. He drowned 34 feet from shore. Meredith's parents sued the fraternity and were awarded $12 million.
Meh.
Jesus.
You don't have to work anymore.
Apparent suicide after brutal hazing? No, this is not what I was finding. I was trying to look for, like, close to gay or funny things, but no. There's lots of alcoholism and drowning. All right.
Yeah.
Let's end this show on a sad note.
I'd say,
I was thinking, like, the pickle game. I was thinking that.
The pickle game?
Where you stick your pickle up your ass, and then you walk around with it, and then if it falls, you have to, like, take a bite or something. I'm thinking of that Clerks scene. You ever seen that from Clerks 2?
Man, I don't know what PS2 game you were playing, but I didn't play that game.
Clerks?
I remember that one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny! It's funny!
You want to know what's funny?
What?
Hulk Hogan getting booed.
He got booed on Raw?
He got booed.
I feel bad for, that was Jimmy Hart behind him.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy Hart didn't deserve any of this.
Fucking booed. Yeah.
Oh, fucking. And then, You see the picture of his like new wife being like in the stands?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's funny.
I don't know. I don't know why they brought him out.
And then I keep hearing that Mark Henry offered him to like come tour black colleges with me, Hulk Hogan.
He did that?
Yeah, because
I'll be honest.
It was after the whole N-word thing, and then
Mark Henry stories. I believe half of them. I don't believe all Mark Henry stories.
Did you see the one where he cried because he said he deserved credit for that whole catching somebody rolling over and then standing back up?
Not really. I just know half of his stories involve him like threatening someone with their lives and then them not doing shit or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't believe, like, some of them.
You believe some of them are a little extra.
Mark Henry's idea of what he was in the locker room is sometimes insane. I don't know. But he was a big guy. So
he was a big guy, for sure.
But the thing is, it's like, he was...
But again, he's a bodybuilder, so...
Listen to his interviews with Undertaker, and he
literally has to beat your ass in the same style that he fucking wrestles.
Like, I believe that he threatened Shawn Michaels with his life, right? But it's like, I just think... He had this image of himself as like the top like fucking badass in the room. Mm-hmm. When it's like Shawn Michaels could politic Mark Henry out of the thing easily, like without even trying.
Easily.
Like Shawn Michaels can't beat, but he could fucking kick. I don't know.
He could get him kicked out.
All right.
Shawn Michaels was a bigger name, everything, all that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's annoying. I'll show you an interview after. All right, we're going to end on that.
All right.
We have, like, 15 minutes.
Remember to boo Hulk Hogan everywhere you see him.
That's part of Amir's joke. All right.
Yeah,
I wanted
it there. We have 5 seconds.
All right. Fucking Instagram, YouTube. Yes. We love you.
All right.